Hey, well, once again, welcome to your next talk. We have here Pierre Eves and Raphael presenting Mercurial, 20 years and counting. So thank you very much, and take it away.
Hi. Hello. Can everybody hear me fine? Yep, cool. We are Pierre-Yves and Raphael. We work at a small company called Octobus. We're specialized in version control and specifically in Mercurial, a version control software that is 20 years old. And we're going to talk about its journey and why we're still here and why we're here today talking about it. So first, we're going to start with an interactive slide. Get your hand up, please. Everyone. Yeah, thank you. Everybody raise your hand. Keep your hand up if you knew that Mercurial existed before coming to this talk. Yeah, pretty much. If you've ever used it before, okay, fewer people. If you are using it today, yep, some people are. If you think the project is active, more people raising their hands again, nice. Okay, so we thought that it might go something like this. I think the blue ellipse was kind of maybe overconfident in its size. But generally, I think that a lot of people have heard about HG. This is kind of a self-selecting audience, but if you go around, most people have heard about Mercurial at some point. But the people that still use Mercurial and know that it's active is actually quite a small minority now. So how Mercurial is usually portrayed is it's a distributed version control system that's very old. It lost to Git 10 years ago, and it's written in Python, and it's slow. Git has 95% market share. Mercurial has 1%. That's the usual framing of it. So why talk about it? Why am I here? Why are we here? We keep having the same conversations over and over again. At every event and every conference, every person we bump into in the hallway. And we have to say that we are paid full-time to work on it, have been since 2013 for Pierre-Yves and 2019 for myself. We are not the only ones to be full-time paid, and we have volunteer contributors. We are still doing like a lot of things, and we want to talk about it because it is, as I said, still active, still innovative, and still influential. So let's give an example. Something concrete. I can run an HG status that takes 100 milliseconds to complete for 1 million files on disk. No other version control system can achieve those speeds, especially without iNotify and within a single process. That means that this is significantly faster than Git, at least in its current form, and faster than actually using iNotify as well. So for those of you who know FS Monitor and all of that, it is faster than using iNotify, and it is definitely faster than iNotify when it breaks. Mercurial is still influential. 2 years ago, Scott Chacon of GitButler and GitHub fame gave a talk about Git and the recent advances, recent at the time, of Git. And he talked about six different points, which we will not get into, but three of those with the check marks came from Mercurial or the Mercurial community. Having a commit graph to speed up operations, the file system monitor thing I was just talking about was first introduced in Mercurial, and the ability to check out a smaller subset of your entire repo was a Mercurial thing. The previous talk, I don't know if anybody stayed over from the last talk, but if you did, thanks. And so just the talk before, Patrick talked about a bunch of stuff, and two of those are directly from Mercurial heritage. The large object promisers, not in their implementation, but the practice of having large files that are transparent to version control has been around for 10 years in Mercurial, and the Git history command and the absorb concept and having one command to manipulate your history has also been there for 10 years now at this point. So how did we get here? It's 2026. We have about 45 minutes left. Recapping 20 years would take about 2 minutes per year, 30 seconds per version, and 50 milliseconds per commit. Thankfully, we are not going to dive into every single detail, and we have a more structured approach to this presentation, and I will hand it over to Pierre-Yves.
Okay, so before going into what MQL is today, let's get about where MQL comes from. And from the dawn of time, and by that I mean January 1st, 1970, people have been trying to version control their code. And at that time, for a while, we had a new tool about every decade that improved over the other one. And the field improved slowly like that, a new tool replacing the other. However, something different happens in the 2000s. Where internet encourage collaboration and things like that, and a lot of new tools arrive. Like we have NewArch, Darks, Monotones, MQL, Git, Bazaar, Fossil, probably a lot of other tools. If your tool is not there and it's still alive, please come make a talk at FOSDEM next year to explain why. Let's zoom a bit on the MQL and Git things. People often don't realize how close the project are. If you look at what they do and what they come from, they were released the same month at a couple of weeks apart in April 2005. They were developed for versioning the Linux kernel. They were developed by kernel developers, and they took inspiration from a previous version control called Monotone. And their main data schema is basically a MQL graph using SHA-1 to identify content. There is, of course, a lot of difference in the implementation, but there is also very much common things. There is, at the conceptual level, there is only one big difference that I will get into later in the talk. But overall, there is a lot of equivalence between the two. It's also a very good time for version control because you have a lot of tools, they all try different ID, they exchange ID. Like it's a small example where MQL is giving is introducing feature that Git is going to reuse, Git is introducing feature that MQL is going to re-implement, and other tool that didn't add as much success like Darks still do a lot of interesting innovation regarding patch